Russell?
Yeah, okay, Russell. Well, just a second. Yes. Campbell, I think John was correct. I don't understand how this relates to the substitute motion, so, but go ahead.
The thrust
you want to make
of it
a point to, Russell?
I just wanted to say that I understood what Campbell was saying is that a motivation for the substitute, and he's right. He understands what I had in mind.
Well, if you're not making a point of order, I'll just put you on the stack. I'm sorry.
Who, me?
This
is Alex. I'd like to be on the stack.
Because I interrupted Campbell,
problem.
And I need to let him finish if he's if
oh,
he is
no problem. I don't know. Whatever you say.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So go ahead, Campbell. But I just want to make sure it's clear that you're talking about the substitute motion.
Yes. Yes. And I think that in the main, it's the same thing. I was just making you could call it a friendly amendment to the substitute motion, and I think that it was accepted as such because there could be inferred that phrase to assure their right to vote and run for office could be presumed
Mr.
to
Chair,
take it away from
order.
The bylaws requirements.
Okay, Sean, what's your point of order?
There is no such thing as a friendly amendment, and the discussion that the member is having is not germane to the amendment on the floor. So please, let us...
It's a substitute motion that's on the floor.
If he wants to make another motion, he can do that later, but let's stick to the motion on the floor.
Okay.
Because all he's doing is eating up the time of other
understand.
People who are legitimately on the stack.
Chair, this is becoming just untenable.
No, this is called
with constant interruption.
John, you keep interrupting people.
Sean,
yes, because
John,
you're out of order.
Sean,
you're not
Sean,
the chair.
Sean, let him finish.
Mr. Chair, I ask you to intercede
Campbell,
here.
Well, Campbell, I want to ask you to finish quickly because there are other people who want to speak,
yes.
And we're going to be running out of time.
Yes, there's a substitute motion. I was making a friendly amendment to that substitute motion. That's
okay. Well, but Sean, there are no such things as a friendly amendment. But if you want to amend the substitute, you can do that.
I know.
All right. So your amendment. So can you state just the amendment for us?
Yes, it's just eliminating that portion. To assure their right to vote and run for office. And putting in the phrase, as another way to document their right to vote and run for office.
Okay, can you email that to us?
Yes.
And also, Russell, when you emailed it, you emailed it to the PNB. You didn't email it to this committee. So if you
Send
it to the PAC Elections group. Yeah, thanks.
Oh, but I did send it to PAC Elections. PAC_elections@yahoo.com. Okay. I sent it. Yeah, I did.
Maybe
I might have sent
right.
it to both because I think I did it from two different email addresses just because I didn't see it immediately go out. Sorry.
Okay. So, Campbell,
I have made an
amendment.
But, yeah. But I'll email it on,
just since everybody
got the list of
do that.
Member people somewhere.
Okay,
I've got the list.
Mr. Chair, this is the secretary. Could you please advise me where we are now?
Campbell just made an amendment to the substitute motion that Russell made, which was in.
Okay, so I call the vote on that
motion.
Yeah, let's just call the vote.
I call the vote on the amendment to the substitute motion.
Well, okay, we can't. You can't call the previous question in a committee. We can't move the previous question. And Sean is on the stack, and then Alex. But if
so Robert's rules prohibit calling a vote?
If you can't call the question in a committee.
Oh, okay.
And so who else wanted to be on the stack besides Sean and Alex?
Carolyn, please.
Carolyn. Okay, so let's all be brief, please. Okay, now we're discussing Campbell's amendment now, remember. Okay, Sean?
Both these amendments are useless in that they undermine the very meaning of the original motion. All they do is drag the process out with arbitration and everything else. The registry is supposed to clear all that up for us. Now, what is supposed to stop is the padding of staff lists. This is the most critical part of the elections because you can't stack a listener election, but you sure as hell, and I'm a staff rep, can pad and stack a staff list, okay? I'll give you an example. A couple of election cycles ago, we had a show, we had a collective that suddenly had 40 members on their staff. They accounted for less than 2.5 hours programming on the station. But suddenly, they had 40 votes. This is wrong, this is unethical, and this is illegal. This is how people steal elections. And what these two motions are proposing is legitimizing the stealing of elections. They should be voted down. Let's just do it clean and clear, folks. We don't have to play games here. Stop padding staff lists, because all you're doing is alienating staff across the network. Thank you.
I'd like to be on
Russell's
the chat.
Back.
This is Renee Bowser.
Okay, so we have Alex, and then Carolyn, and then Renee, and who else?
Russell.
Russell again, okay. Go ahead, Alex.
Okay. I concur with Sean's sentiment. I think these the last two motions are simply meant to divert us from having a clean staff election list. We keep hearing about the bylaws section 3. It's
Article 3.
Article 3, section 1, where it defines membership of a staff person. That language in that bylaws cannot trump labor law. There are many legal issues concerning the relations between management and labor that require management to keep a list of staff independent of any union or any organization. Ultimately, management is responsible for knowing who is employed, whether that employee is paid or unpaid. So, I mean, the whole thing is just a diversion. It's we've had many instances of huge infractions on the part of various factions padding the staff lists. This is just a first step toward correcting that, and I'm talking about Ken Aaron's original motion, and I fully support it.
Okay, thank you. Carolyn?
Yes, I agree with Alex wholeheartedly that Ken's motion is really sufficient. A is redundant, not the exclusive means. There are other means, but it is the legal means. And if I understand the original motion by Ken, there's a California law that trumps our attempt to avoid setting up this list. We need to have a list. Management needs to have a list, and Ken's motion just says make a list, which should have been done anyway without a motion, but since it wasn't, there it is. B says due process includes arbitration. Again, that's the purview of the elections inspector and the general manager. Arbitration does not decide who is staff. The general manager and the election supervisor must decide that. And C, for about unpaid staff organizations or collective bargaining units, that has been such a contentious issue that it should not be in here at all. There's one station with an unchallenged unit, bargaining unit such as that, and that is KPFA. And when the rest of them create such organizations, then they will abide by the bylaws, Article 3, Section 1. So there's no point in C. That also is redundant. And D, I think if I understood Ken properly, we need to have access, or somebody has to have it. The members of California are supposed to be able to contact employees of the foundation. So if they can do that without seeing their names and addresses, that's fine. But again, this D is redundant because the law protects the members and also the other members who want to contact staff members. So I think D may be totally out of order. So I would hope that people will vote this down and then just vote for the simple amendment that was presented first.
And we
okay, just
Trump.
But why does...
Over time?
Yeah, if you want to make a motion to extend... So
okay, well, remember, we do have some more things on the agenda, everybody, let me just ask, Campbell, did you get a chance to email your amendment?
Yeah, I'm sending it directly to you and a couple other folks. I'll send it right now.
Mr. Chair?
I didn't have everybody's,
is there any way
committee.
To,
Mr. Chair, we're trying
action it can be done in the committee to assert just calling the motion and bypass?
Yeah, We're at time, we can
vote on what's already on the motions already.
I was on the stack.
But there's no more debate.
I was on the stack.
Well, if you want, the stack doesn't matter unless somebody moves to extend.
I moved to extend.
You need a two-thirds vote.
I second.
Right.
You need a two-thirds vote.
Okay, so who was that move to extend, Campbell?
Campbell.
And who seconded it?
I second.
Objection.
Okay, who seconded the... Oh, actually, we didn't need a second. All right. Well, let me... Ken, can you call the roll on extending time? How much time did you want to extend it by, Campbell?
Let's make it 5 minutes.
Takes a two-thirds vote, sir.
Okay,
yep.
And we're going to call a vote on it.
Yeah, Ken, can you call...
All right, Tracy, I'm sorry. I may say people are not here. Tracy Rosenberg, Dan Siegel, Anthony Fest, Sean. This is on extending time.
I'll vote no.
Who was that, Anthony?
That's right.
Okay. Sean?
No.
Okay, Ken? No. Bill?
No.
Okay, Wesley is not here, right? Is Wesley here? I'm sorry. Okay, Melinda?
No.
Okay, Campbell?
Yes.
All right, Renee?
Yes, because Sean...
Okay, thank you.
Time.
Peter? Okay, Alex?
Abstain, no. Peter. Abstain.
Pardon me? Abstain, okay. Alex?
No.
Okay, Russell?
Yes.
Okay, and Sav is not here, and I believe that's everybody. So we have 6 no's and 1, 2, 3 yeses. The motion to extend time fail.
You know,
okay,
I just want to say... When Sean O'Brien talks over everybody and takes up that time, and then people who are in the stack from the beginning don't have time to speak, I have a problem with that.
I would tell you to talk to your friend Campbell Johnson.
I put myself on the stack. There you go again, Sean. It has to be your word or nobody's word.
Everybody, please, no argument.
It has to be your word, Sean, or nobody's word.
Yeah, well, we're
going to have it. Have at it.
Thank you.
Have at it.
Please. Thank you. You have at it too, sister.
Sean, all right. All right, so the motion fails to extend time. Thank you for making the point, Renee. But
so now we have
the vote was pretty overwhelming there. So let me, we can need to vote on Campbell's amendment first. Can you read it again, please, Campbell?
Just a moment.
This is the amendment to this substitute motion. I still wasn't clear how it.
Yeah, because Sean talked over him every time he tried to say it.
Oh, please.
Let's maintain order here,
just
everybody.
Just let Campbell read it. No more discussion.
Okay, I'm getting back to it now. Okay, it was just after the word register, replacing to assure their rights to vote and run for office, replacing that with as another way to document their right to vote and run for office, with the proviso that. And
okay, excuse me. I don't see this in the substitute motion that Russell sent us.
Okay, I did you get it? Did you get what I just sent?
No, I still haven't. Okay, it just came. I'm sorry.
Point of order, Mr. Chair.
Yes, Sean, set your point.
Yeah, Mr. Campbell's motion is out of order because he should have been making a substitute motion to Russell's motion, but he came up with a totally new motion. Okay, so it's. As I said earlier, it's out of order.
It's.
I'll accept it as a substitute. I'll accept it as an amendment.
So we've got two substitutes. We've substituted Ken's, and now we've substituted Russell's, and we're ending with. I just want to understand.
All right, Sean. All right, I'm just ruling against it. People, you can vote no if you don't like it, but let's finish this up if we can, please. Okay, did anybody not get? Well, actually, probably some people didn't get it. So please read your amendment.
Okay, I'll have to. Let me read that again. It starts out the same way and goes to the point of the word encourage staff to register, and then it eliminates to assure their right to vote and run for office, and in place of that phrase is. As another way to document their right to vote and run for office with the provisos that A, that the determination of unpaid staff voting rights will continue to follow Pacifica bylaws, and the section is quoted there, at those stations that have, you know, unpaid staff associations. B, that no tracking of unpaid staff workers' hours shall be imposed by management, but rather a monthly self-reporting field shall be included in the system. C, that any person asserting unpaid staff membership who is denied such membership by management shall have the right to appeal and a formal hearing. That's the C. And D, that no addresses provided by staff members shall be disclosed to other members except in accordance with standing Pacifica policy that allows for alternative means for providing the information to a member, such as sending a mailing list to a mailing house, and we went over that. And this is as per Article 12, Section 4 of the bylaws.
Okay.
So let's have the vote. I'm going to call the roll.
Call the roll. This is on this amendment from Campbell.
This is Campbell's amendment.
Yes.
Part 3. Okay. Anthony Fest.
No.
Okay. Sean O'Brien.
No.
Okay.
No.
Ken Aaron, no. Bill Kozer.
No.
Okay. Wesley Bethune. Okay. Melinda.
Hey, John.
I'm sorry.
Yes.
How'd you vote?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And Campbell Johnson.
Yes.
Okay, and Renee Bowser.
Yeah, I think it's a good amendment. Yeah.
Okay, and Peter Tucker.
Abstain.
Okay, and Alex Steinberg.
No.
Okay, and Russell Dale.
Yes.
Okay, and that's all our votes. So we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 no's, and 1, 2, 3, 4 yeses. So the amendment fails. The motion fails.
Okay. Now the substitute motion.
Now Russell's substitute motion.
Yes.
Do we need to read that again?
Yeah, I think so, probably.
Hey, Russell.
Can you read
it? Would it be adequate if we just had him read the... he took my motion and added parts to it. Why don't we just have him read what he added?
Well, I didn't only add parts to it. I also changed the wording at the end of this.
Oh, all right. Then read the whole thing.
Explain what you changed and also what you added, please, Russell.
So here's my amendment. That the PNB strongly encourages the executive director and the human resources director to rapidly implement the use of the staff registry software across the network and encourage staff to register. A. Registration in the software system will not be the exclusive means of being deemed unpaid staff. B. Any disagreement with management over whether a person is unpaid staff will be resolved by due process, which includes arbitration if necessary. C. As per Pacifica Bylaws, Article 3, Section 1, in those stations with a management-recognized unpaid staff organization or collective bargaining unit, membership of such an organization continues to constitute membership as unpaid staff for that station for Pacifica voting purposes. D. In accordance with longstanding Pacifica policy, no member addresses, whether staff members or listener members, shall be disclosed to other members when alternative means for providing the information to a member, such as sending a mailing list to a mailing house with a confidentiality agreement if a legitimate membership-related mailing is to be done, as per Article 12, Section 4 of the Pacifica Bylaws.
Okay, I'm going to call the roll on this now.
Okay, and this is on that substitute motion, all right.
Russell's substitute motion, which we just heard, and Anthony Fest.
No.
Okay, and Sean.
No.
Okay, Ken Aaron, no. Bill Kozer.
No.
Okay, and Melinda?
No.
Okay, and Campbell?
Yes.
All right, and Renee?
I support that, yes.
Okay, Peter Tucker?
Abstain.
Okay, and Alex?
No.
Okay, and Russell?
Yes.
All right, and I believe we have 6-2-3. Let me just check that. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5... 6 no's and 3 yeses and 1 abstention. The motion fails. Now, Ken's motion, could you read that again, Bill?
Okay. Let the PNB strongly encourages the executive director and the human resources director to rapidly implement the use of the staff registry software across the network and encourage staff to register to assure their right to vote and run for office.
Okay, and now we're going to have a vote on that. Anthony Fest.
Yes.
Okay, Sean.
Yes.
Okay, Ken Aaron, yes. Bill Crozier.
Yes.
Okay, Wesley Bethune. Wesley Bethune?
Here.
I'm sorry, how do you vote on that?
I don't think he's here.
Oh, I'm sorry, pardon me. Melinda?
Yes.
Okay, Campbell?
Pass.
Pass, all right. And Renee?
No, because I have reservations about that.
No? Okay, and Peter Tucker?
Yes.
Okay, and Alex?
Yes.
All right, and Russell?
No.
Okay, and someone passed, and that was Campbell.
Campbell, no.
Okay, so we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 yeses and 3 noes, and the motion passes.
Okay, thank you.
Could I ask somebody, I have to excuse myself for 10 minutes, could I ask somebody to keep notes briefly? Any volunteers, please?
I'll try and do it.
Just the best I can. I'll be back as soon as I can. I have to excuse myself for a moment.
No problem. I'll try and keep good notes for you, sir.
Okay, point of order, Bill?
Yes, go ahead.
This is Russell?
Yes.
You know, I just want to say that, you know, it's one thing that Carolyn is on the call, and I don't object to it. You know, she has a lot of stuff to say here. But, you know, she spent a lot of time in that discussion, and she's not on the committee, arguing about the point, and that was time taken away from Renee and others who wanted to enter that debate. And I just think that that was quite unfair, and I just want to bring that point up.
Okay.
I'm sorry, but
I guess it's
a work group product? I thought it was. I'm sorry.
Can you not do that again? Maybe can you promise not to do that again? Because that does take
excuse
away.
Excuse me.
Okay, well, just if it comes up again, let's remind me, and then we'll let the group decide.
Yeah.
I did ask.
Point of information, though, is that a work group product or not? Was I mistaken on that?
No, this was not for the work group. This was.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Then I do apologize.
Ken had made at the last meeting we didn't get to.
Corrupted that much.
Your point is well taken, and I did ask at the original meeting if Carolyn, it was okay with the group for Carolyn to join the call, and there was
thank
no objection,
you.
But I didn't yeah, ask
right.
if she could participate in all the
right.
Yeah, I have no, I'm not making the point because I object to Carolyn being here.
Right.
Obviously, she has a lot to offer here, but my point was just that in that discussion, which I think there were some important points to be made, you know, for one thing, I agree with Renee that, you know, a lot of time was wasted with Sean yelling at people, and then Carolyn...
Mr. Chair, I object to that characterization.
Okay.
Thank
Carol
was, you know, took some time. It didn't mean to do anything wrong, but it took time away from the committee members who had
Mr.
to...
Mr. Chair?
Okay, well, I apologize for not asking the committee
Mr. Chair, may I make a recommendation?
Recommendation? We need to move on because we're through with that.
No. This is a very simple recommendation.
Oh, yeah, he's got to talk.
Orders
of
the day.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Orders of the day.
Keep going, Renee.
Okay,
I'm going to make
Chair,
a very simple recommendation that we limit
orders
everybody's speech to 2 minutes.
Okay,
Mr.
Orders
Chair.
Of the day.
And Mr.
All right,
Chair,
sorry. Well, I agree with orders of the day, but Sean has a suggestion that's relevant to that we limit each person to 2 minutes. Is there any objections to that?
Yes.
Yeah, I object to that, too.
I'm sure you do.
Okay, well, let's just go on, and let's all try to be brief, but I'll try to give everybody a chance to speak. And
Mr. Chair,
I want to make it known that I'm not going to let other members ride roughshod over this committee because they don't get their way, and that's what's happening. I made a very simple suggestion.
Mr. Chair.
2 minutes. And
okay,
there are people here trying to run roughshod over this committee. Thank you.
Okay,
Mr. Chair.
Yes. Yes. Is that Campbell?
Yes. The person who's running roughshod over this committee is Sean.
Okay.
And I would insist
please.
Control this meeting a bit more.
All right, let's try real hard not to attack each other. It's okay to talk about we don't like this behavior or that behavior or whatever, or positive suggestions are always welcome. But can we move on to the next agenda item, please? And we'll try to, let's everybody try to be brief so that everybody gets a chance to speak about it. Okay, the next agenda item is number 7, other recommendations for the PNB, ED, and NES. Just a little before the meeting, Russell sent an email that he'd gotten from, or information from Carolyn that also included some work from other people. And so, Russell, would you like to, as a committee member, would you like to, I guess, read that or summarize it? It's kind of long.
I think it's better.
I'm not
than
sure everybody got the email, but could you summarize it for us, Russell?
Yeah, let me pull it.
Information. I thought I sent it to the entire committee. It was the revision with red in it. Did everyone get that?
Yes, I did.
Okay, well, Russell sent it also. I guess
maybe Carolyn
thing.
Would like to read it since she worked on it. But also, I have a question, point of information.
Yes, Russell.
Did I understand? I should have asked this earlier, but did I understand Arlene right that that the extension for the NES has been extended?
The Arlene?
Is Arlene still here?
Not sure. No. What about it was extended?
I'm sorry. I had taken another emergency call from John.
Oh, that's okay.
And so I had muted you. I'm sorry.
That's okay. Arlene, I was just asking, this is Russell from BAI.
Yes.
I was just asking, had I understood you correctly that the deadline for the NES applications or some aspect of it has been extended?
At this point, no, but there is a slight chance that they may be. Why?
I just wanted to clarify. I just wanted to understand what the situation was, that's all.
Okay. No, I was just making sure that we had I'm making sure, and I should know tonight, that we're okay with EEO requirements, and assuming we are, then we're all set.
I see.
Okay. Well, let's move on to this agenda if we can. And, well, Russell, since you're a committee member,
So I'm going to read the draft election mailing protocol and action items, the revised document that Carolyn had sent.
Okay, well, if you could summarize it, because if you read the whole thing, it'll probably take up the whole time.
Okay.
Bill, I object. If Carolyn is on the call, why can't she read her own statement? I don't understand this.
Thank you.
Okay, well, I thought it was a collection of several people anyway. Is there any objection to Carolyn reading that?
No objection.
Go ahead, Carolyn. But
okay, how much time do we have for this item?
Well, we had allocated 15 minutes, and that's already going to put us past our normal end time. So,
all right, I'll talk fast. It's a draft, and it has to do with the part one is about a letter mailed several months before the election in order to clean the list. That's already been mandated by the PNB.
Can you speak up, please?
Yes, I'm sorry. That's already been mandated by the PNB to alert voters to their ability to access the statements online if they want to, solicit their opinions about online access, ask them to verify addresses, collect and correct their email and phone addresses, update that contact information, and then ask for donations, of course. And the first phase will include cleaning the list with this NCOA scan. The estimate for that is very inexpensive, $4 per thousand. And Reimers thinks that now perhaps WBAI's list has been cleaned up somewhat. I'm not sure about that, but it's possible. Then that will go out with a letter to lapsed members, slightly different from the other members, a letter to lapsed members telling them they can update their membership, support the station, and vote, etc., if they pay the $25 before the deadline. And that we will collect some data on the returns. So those letters, that letter and the return will be tracked for results. The letter will include an envelope, a letter, a response form, and a return envelope, self-addressed stamped envelope. The letter will explain that this is our mandated yearly mailing, down to contents number 2 or 3. There'll be a clear timetable for the election. These are a lot of questions people ask. Recipients to verify and correct, collect data for 5, give the cost, and probably another plea for funds. And then finally, we'll explain that we want their email, and if they would be good enough to read online, we would appreciate it, but let us know. And what we should do, meanwhile, is put online more than is in the booklets. In other words, perhaps more than 500 words, perhaps a photograph, perhaps links to other statements, as individual members want, in order to entice people to do the online thing. And then they'll have to respond, yes, I have Internet access, and will read online. No, I prefer to receive the abridged printed booklet. Part two will be the letter that goes out with the ballots. That should be really carefully done because the last few years it's been a little bit haphazard. So besides good instructions, we'll be explaining the secrecy of the PIN code, statement about the candidate statements that are enclosed, and then there'll be specific instructions that if you didn't receive a booklet with this mailing of the ballot, it's because you opted out. If you've changed your mind, here's the 800 number. Call us and we'll send you the booklet immediately. So that would take care of people who change their minds. There should be a self-addressed stamped envelope, color-coded for staff or listener ballots, as there was 2 years ago, 2 elections ago. And there should be a breakdown of elections costs and another plea for funds. And then a form to fill out with credit card information and a little survey, perhaps 10 items long on the backside, perhaps, of the credit card information form, asking people what they like and so on, just to encourage them to respond. So this committee, if these issues are okay, if they don't need a whole lot of revising, needs to do the following action things. Number one, write the letter, get the photos and the blurb, and get that process started. Two, obtain data about the most recent fund drive. Now, I understand we have some of that, but Steve Brown would like to have that, help him analyze and write the letters that are going out. Number three, write the cover letter for the ballots for approval by the National Election Supervisor and, of course, the ED and whoever else is in that loop. So that effectively is the motion. It's addressed, by the way.
And can you send that to I see you've sent it. It's been sent, but I cannot open it. Is there another way to send it?
Well, I sent it as a Word document. What can you open? I can send it inside a email, but the formatting gets really messy.
But
I'll certainly send it to you.
Let me just say, with the Yahoo groups, where it says attachment is below, you have to click on the below part to open it. And I think you also have to be logged in to the Yahoo group, I believe.
I didn't have to be logged. Well, I got it as a forward from Russell, but I did have to figure out exactly where to click to open it, because at first I didn't think I could open it.
Yeah, I got it as a forward from Russell as well, and when I click on it, I just can't open it.
You basically click on the written information and not on the icon.
Okay, I just sent it to you in the text of an email message to the committee.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Carolyn. Okay, other discussion from anybody? Now, let's be brief again, because it's running late.
Ken's return. I'm picking up the secretary.
Okay. Well, Carolyn just went over a summary, summarized the information that she and Russell sent us right before the meeting.
Okay.
Just for 2 minutes or 1 minute?
I can just barely hear you, Carolyn.
I'm sorry. Can I motivate this for 1 or 2 minutes?
Okay.
Oh, I see. Well, this is a draft, number one, and I think we need to shop it around a bit and see, you know, get responses from you all and everything else, and perhaps submit a second draft. Rather than argue point by point tonight, maybe people could put in their issues and suggestions, but actually do it in writing within maybe the next 4 or 5 days, and then we could do another draft by email, just in the interest of saving time, because 15 minutes is not a lot for this.
Okay,
this
so
is Russell.
You're proposing we collect information by email from everybody.
Yes.
Okay. That's essentially a motion to table, right?
Yeah.
No,
this is Russell.
I see what you mean. Is that what it is? Well, to table, not until the next meeting, however, to table for consideration by email in 5 days.
Well, go ahead, Russell. Is it what you were going to say?
Yeah, I was going to agree that was a good idea, but I understood it as a motion to table till next time, but to have discussion by email over the next few days.
I'm afraid it may be too late by next time is the issue.
I see.
Did somebody else say something?
We could possibly discuss it by email, and if we come to some kind of a group consensus, we could simply introduce it at the in-person PNB meeting, which is just a little over a week away.
Mr. Chair?
Are there objections to this now? Maybe that's the way
to start. Mr. Chair?
Well, it's just that it's a lot to cover in just a short time, I think. But go ahead, Sean.
Yeah, I just want to be clear on when Carolyn says it may be too late, do you mean in terms of presenting it at the in-face meeting, Carolyn, or what is your concern?
Well, yes, by the time we do this, get it approved, get a letter approved, and so on, it may be beyond the deadline for getting these things out. I'm not sure what the timetable is this time, but I know we're short on time. So that's my only fear, that we will miss the deadline for telling people that they can opt out and the deadline for collecting new members from the list, which is supposed to go out to the lapsed members list as well.
Mr. Chair, I have a question for you.
Okay, and I was going to ask Arlene something, but go ahead, Sean.
No, my question is, are we going to be, is it important, is this particular document important to present at the in-face PNB? Does the PNB have to speak on this?
Actually, this may relate to my question for Arlene. Let me see if...
Okay.
I guess what I was going to ask Arlene is, I'm not sure we necessarily even need to vote on this. It seems like there's a lot of good ideas here that...
Absolutely.
A lot of it's going to be things that the NES would probably have to take care of anyway, and perhaps we can help. But did you want to comment on it, Arlene?
Well, it looks to me like a good idea. I was looking at the... I'm assuming that we haven't done a pre-letter before, that's being done really for cleaning up, and that's one of the best ways to clean up after you've done an NCOA cleanup is to go ahead and mail something. Is that what this is in relation to?
That is new. That is correct, yes.
Did you hear her, Carolyn?
You know, one other thing we might...
I said yes.
We might check into would be, I haven't read this carefully, so this may not be able to address the issue this way, but that first mailing might be in the form of a double postcard.
Okay.
Yes. Good idea.
I suggest that we maybe form a work group, and as soon as the NES is chosen, we get together with the NES to go over details like this and any other things that...
Right, I think we should look
we can help.
The most economical way possible, but anything we can do to, I shouldn't say anything, but any reasonable thing that we can do to make sure that we've got as good a list as possible helps us to eliminate the problems that we suffered the cost of the last time around.
Absolutely.
Can I make a suggestion?
My concern is we can't afford another Donnybrook like that.
Right.
Can I make a suggestion, Bill? Can we just sort of take a vote on the more or less the endorsing the direction of this note, and we can sort of leave open some of the details. I don't think there's any objection. I don't think there should be any objection to the main purpose behind this, and the ideas are excellent.
Okay, and I guess you're assuming that then, and with the getting additional comments from the committee as we go along,
something like that. Yeah,
that would be good.
Okay. Well, let me just ask: are there any objections to that?
What is the proposal?
You want to repeat that again?
Mr. Chair, could you restate the proposal?
Or Alex, can you repeat that?
Okay, I guess it would be like kind of an amendment that we endorse the main items of this motion, but leave open various corrections various refinements from the work of a working group.
So, what will be the effect of that if you have some changes or have something that later on, once you read it, you have a question or problem with?
Yeah, what would we exactly be committing ourselves to?
because there's a couple of things in here that, although I agree with much of it, there's a few things in there I think that I'd like to discuss, and I don't want to agree to the whole. Like, what exactly?
And on the back.
Yeah, was that Russell that we're just speaking?
Yes, it is.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
I think we'd be committing ourselves to.
Ken, on the stack, I mean, you know, in the Congress, they pass bills and they leave them to committees later to amend them. I don't even remember the terminology. They just did this with the health care bill, and, you know, they pass the bill and then they have cleanup later. So it's a normal thing. So I don't think.
Well, I don't know if that's normal for here.
One at a time, Russell.
Yeah, whether it's normal in other contexts where people understand things better, that may or may not be, but I don't understand what I would be committing to, so I would rather, have a clear and definite thing that I was voting on, not just, I don't know what it means to vote on the general import of a motion like this. There are things in here that I think merit discussion, I think we should hold off until we have that discussion.
Okay, Renee, did you get to say everything you were going to say?
Well, I just asked, before he did, I asked the effect of it, and what is the turnaround time that we need it by? Before the end...
I'm not sure of the dates either, Renee. I'm the calendar.
We can't hear you, Carolyn.
I have to sit down with a calendar and a new... and the new timetable and figure out the exact dates working backwards. I don't know that. Is there any objection to holding it, collecting your objections and comments and questions in 5 days and having another work group at that point?
That's a great idea.
A public work group to discuss the comments that are sent in?
Yeah, I think that's fair.
Yeah,
I was going to suggest before the PNB meeting, which is end of next week.
Yeah, that would be good.
Why don't we have a motion just to create a work group that would report on these recommendations?
Yeah, I'll tell you, there's probably not going to be a chance to getting it streamed and archived. I don't know if that's important, but Otis and John will probably be getting set up for the PNB meeting.
Mm-hmm.
The last part of next week.
Well, we can publicize a call-in number. And have people join who want to. How about Tuesday or Wednesday, the 20th or 21st, or Monday, the 19th?
There's a finance committee meeting on the 20th.
Okay. How about Monday the 19th, or some even?
I'll tell you, there's meetings. meetings every day.
And can I intercede a second? We get a? I recommend we get something definitive done now, rather than procrastinating and refining and so forth. Even a minimalist statement. We should be able to come up with some kind of a phrase that's got consensus here that can be voted on and approved. The PNB meeting's coming up. So we're not going to get a working group, and we're not going to get back together to vote and so forth. We don't have the luxury of going through refinement and deliberation.
And when did this come out? When did this come out?
Give us today, Renee.
Vote on it.
Today.
Okay.
Let me just comment. There's from the 19th on, there are... committee meeting is already scheduled on the KPFTX calendar. Now, Saturday and Sunday are open if we want to have a work group then. If you wanted, Ken's suggesting to do something now, but I feel like we're still going to want to have some discussions later. We could also wait till the NES is hired. I don't know if we want to do that. But
you want to do it Sunday, maybe, for an hour or so?
Mr. Chair, Sean for the stack.
Yeah. Sean?
Yeah, I would suggest, since the NES is going to be crucial to this, that we take it up once the NES is put in place. It gives everybody lots of time to look it over, check it out. Since it doesn't appear that it's crucial that it be at the in-face meeting, I think it is crucial that the whoever the National Election Supervisor is go over with us, and it could radically change, or perhaps radical is the wrong word, but it could have changes even then that is going to have to come back to the committee anyways. So I would move that we hold off until a National Election Supervisor is made before we finalize this document.
Okay, but to continue email discussions?
Oh, please, yeah.
Carolyn on the stack, please.
Okay, Carolyn?
Yeah, I think that with all due respect, a lot of this doesn't have to do with the national supervisor. Really, some of the stuff is not in his purview. It really is up to the stations to provide good lists and to encourage the voting and so on by, you know, getting carts made and all of that. I would like to ask if someone move that we submit comments and responses to Steve and to me within the next 5 days, and that we issue a revision based on those in 2 more days, let's say, so that people have something to go on based on what you're all thinking.
Mr. Chair, I remove my motion, and I will move to support Carolyn's motion.
And what is that date, Carolyn?
Oh, now you got me. I have to open my book. Today is the...
by Sunday.
13th?
By Sunday?
Okay, by Sunday. Yeah, to me by Sunday midnight. How's that? And we'll get back to you by Tuesday the 20th.
Okay, so is that what you're moving, Sean?
Yeah, I will move exactly that. Thank you.
Okay, so we collect comments by email through Sunday, and then who's going to compile them, Carolyn, and who?
Steve Brown.
Okay, and send them back to the group?
So that'd be April 18th?
Will the comments be published to the public group? I think that would be best.
That's next on the agenda, and that's what I'm suggesting, yes.
Question, does this require a vote? Or could you just check for consensus?
Not necessarily, but is there any objections to doing this? Let me just ask if there's any objections.
I don't have any objections.
Okay.
Is that April 18th, correct?
Yes.
Pass without objection.
Okay, right. All right, so we'll do that, and then we'll also probably have meetings with the NES when that person's hired. We don't know when that's going to be yet, so... I hope that this we can keep refining this, and I hope this will be helpful even for the conference call that Arlene's having with the GMs this Thursday.
Mm. Yeah.
Okay, can we move on? It's kind of getting late. We're almost done. The next item, and I'll try to make this real quick, using the Google group, the public Google group, just to remind everybody, we have a Yahoo group, which we've been using for emailing to the members of the committee. It's not public, though. There's some people who are past committee members who are still on it who've said that they would like to help keep participating, helping. But we also have a Google group that was set up some time back before I was on the committee, and it has always been public, but it hadn't been used much. So Yoshel Manaka, who was our previous secretary last year, has moved over a large number of documents to that Google group, and what we'd like to do is... move all of us over to that one and start using that one so that our emails would be accessible to the public. The emails that we want to be public, we can use send to that address. And then all the files on that Google group are also public. So things like these discussions about improving the elections could be more open and transparent. So is there any objection to doing that?
A question,
point of information.
Yeah, okay. Ken?
Ken? Does this Google group only allows posting by members of the PNB Elections Committee?
It allows any member of the Google group to be posted, and it's open.
The Google group is open to everybody.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Then one other point of information: is there any liability in terms of requiring duplicate notices? In other words, the Yahoo group's going to persist, and that's limited only to origination by the PNB Election Committee, right?
Well, my suggestion is that we stop using it for emails, the Yahoo group.
Oh, I have a problem. Okay, I object.
We can always email each other individually. The problem with having confidential thing sent to a group like that is that I still don't think it's really confidential.
I understand, but I want to speak.
What,
to
you think private email is confidential?
Well,
private email is not confidential.
That's a good point, too.
Yeah. Can I speak to this issue?
Go ahead and finish, Ken. Yeah, go ahead and finish, Ken.
I have no objection to it being read-only to the public, but as soon as we open it up to anybody joining the group and being able to originate, we will get spammed. We will get all kinds of political stuff and tirades and stuff, because I've seen it in other groups. When just the members of the committee are originating and the public can view everything, transparency's fine, then there's enough chat going back and forth there, that's extraneous. But if we open it up to the general public, if anybody can join the group, that's just like a town hall meeting. And I think it's fine as long as we maintain the other venue on the Yahoo group for regular business. But I don't think we want to sacrifice that and go to a public group. I think we have work to do, and a committee of 1,000 won't get anything done. We have a committee of about 13 people, and we are moving ahead a little bit. So I don't think we should open it up to the multitudes.
Okay, other comments?
Yeah, point of information.
Brief everybody, please. Yeah, Sean?
Is there anything we have to do as members to, do we have to sign up for the Google group, or is somebody going to send us instructions, or what's the deal? Because the reason I ask this is, and we've been trying to work this out, I'm still not getting PMB notices for this year. I got them all last year, and for some reason I'm not getting them this year, so I'm always having to double-check everything. Is there anything we have to do to sign up for the Google group, and could we have very explicit instructions sent out to do that?
I can't guarantee. I think we'll be able to sign you up. I think.
Oh, good.
but if not, we'll send explicit instructions. But
thank you very much.
We still need to deal with Ken's concerns. Yeah. Okay. Other comments? Answer Ken.
Something just occurred to me. This is Russell.
Yeah, Russell.
Yeah, something just occurred to me from. I'm so sorry. It just occurred to me from the thing that the document that Carolyn sent today. That the election letter doesn't have to be dealt with really until August, and the pre-election letter has to be in June. So I don't understand why we're, with regard to the general proposal of Carolyn, why we are rushing to get to discuss the details of this of the election letter.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what.
The point
right
of order, that's
talking,
closed business.
We're not, yeah, right now we're talking about the Google.
I know, I'm sorry.
Which could be for this plus many other things. Okay, well, any other comments or questions about using the Google group or essentially moving people over from the Yahoo group to the Google group?
Yeah, I don't understand why we just don't open it for viewing alone for outside people.
Okay, let me explain some things, and I'll try to answer Ken's question. I'm not sure I have all the right answers. Okay, right now I'm just looking at it. The Google group has 41 members right now. Most of them are previously election committee members or people who've expressed interest in it. There's been very few postings in the last year or two. The problem with the Yahoo group is, besides the advertisements and things like that Yahoo has, let me back up. The objective for me and some other people is to make things more open and transparent, especially anything that doesn't have to be confidential. We'd like to make it open and available to the public.
Okay.
The problem with the Yahoo group, if we open up the Yahoo group to the public, there are archived email messages that from people that aren't on the committee now, and I'm not sure they would want those to be public. I can't think of anything offhand, but nobody has volunteered to go through every message and see if it's okay to make it public. And I don't think there's a way of making the files public without making the emails public for a Yahoo group. We'll have to check into that.
We can't make archive the whole parts of the archive?
Maybe. If somebody wants to look into that, we could. That's a possibility. But originally, the Google group was set up to be the public group, and the Yahoo group was set up to be the private committee-only group. But over time, the Google group wasn't used a lot because it was a lot of work to post things to both groups. And so the committee just started using the Yahoo group. And we're trying to find a way of making the information more readily available to the public. and that can include our emails that we want to be public, like discussions on this proposal Carolyn made, as well as any other thing that doesn't need to be confidential.
Oh, goodness.
This is Russell.
Yeah, Russell.
I think that it's, the only thing that I would object to is that no, especially for current committee members, all discussions in the past are relevant and should be accessible. Nothing should be lost or deleted in any way that is relevant to, the history of how the committee has been run. So whatever we do,
we cannot lose access for current committee members to that older material.
Okay.
So
I don't think that would be a problem keeping it, but yeah.
Yeah, I motion that we whatever we choose to do here, we do not close off access to current committee groups to any documents. No documents should be removed from the view of current committee members. So whatever, if we choose to go only to Google and not to actively use Yahoo, we should still make it so that current election committee members can go to the archive and read the business of former, because I find them very helpful. I read them all the time. I find it very helpful to read the older stuff because it's brand new. I know nothing about how any of this is run, and it's been very, very helpful for me to be able to go through, like, last year's business and to learn how discussion and argument went. So it's an important resource that we'd be shooting ourselves in the foot if we simply eliminated it from the view of current committee members.
Okay. And bear in mind, most of the important files, I think, have been moved over by Yosh to the Google group, but not the archive discussions, the emails.
Point of information, Mr.
Okay.
Chair, you were starting to answer that. That's a second consideration about that's shipped over to Google exclusively. But you started to address my consideration of being open to public origination.
Oh, right.
Leaves us open to being spammed. Anybody could join your group? Anybody?
Let me just clarify the... When I say anybody can join, they still have to be approved. I've learned even with Google is if you don't do that, there's spam bots that will sign themselves up as members so they can spam you.
Mm-hmm.
And so somebody has to moderate that. That's not a big job. I've moderated a couple other Google groups, and it's not too much of a problem. And,
okay, so it's not open.
But people who are already on the committee could send anything they want, I guess.
Saying it's not open to the general public. It's open by invitation or acceptance.
By acceptance.
The moderator controls the membership.
Correct.
And who can post.
Correct.
According to what standard?
Well, that's the issue, right? I mean,
this is Renee.
Anybody who claims they're really interested in the committee, I guess, but I don't know.
Can you say that last thing you were saying, something about the moderator can do something? Can you repeat that?
The moderator has to approve new members to the Google group or the Yahoo group. And,
oh, okay.
I haven't been doing that. It hasn't been me, but I believe that it's been whoever has expressed an interest in the committee, whether they're a committee member or not. If somebody started to send things that are irrelevant to the committee's work, then the moderator could remove them.
Mr. Chair, we are Todd.
Okay, thank you. All right, so if there's any objection, I guess we're at time and it's late. I'll send you all emails about this, and then I guess we can defer a decision till later.
Okay, so we don't have to, this is the secretary, we don't have time for new business if we're at time. Could we set the meeting for the next meeting, next teleconference? That's the next thing on the agenda.
Right, we had previously set the 13th of April. Oh, no, it's tonight. Wait a minute. Sorry. Looking at May.
Okay.
No, we don't have it on. We don't have a meeting set for May yet.
We don't have a special meeting night like the second Tuesday, the third Wednesday, whatever.
We were doing the second Monday, but
okay.
Whatever works for you folks.
I think that's a great idea.
Second Monday?
Yeah, so we can plan on it if we can have that as a...
Yeah, I think that's a good idea.
Yeah.
Any objections to that?
Anybody
any objections
still
to second Monday?
Second Monday.
I just wonder if it's going to conflict with outreach.
Yeah, okay. We have a local committee, but I mean, I have a lot of committees like that I'm just going to have to prioritize.
Okay, so can we check?
Well, I think I probably have to go to outreach then.
Well, do you want to make another suggestion, Melinda?
Anything but Mondays.
What about Monday?
I don't want Monday.
Oh, okay.
How about a second Tuesday of the month? Any objections?
I have no problem with that.
Second Tuesday, that's like now. like today, right?
We are.
Any objections to second Tuesday?
Yeah, no objection here, but I do my show on Tuesday, so if I'm a few minutes late, I don't want to break your hearts, okay?
Yeah, I don't think we're going to cry over that, but okay.
Okay.
You'll be able to make it for most of the meeting, Sean?
Yeah, it depends on the traffic on the 405, of course, but I'll just, if I miss it, it'll just be the beginning of the meeting.
Okay. Well, if there's no objections, then we'll go ahead and I can reserve the rest of the year for second Tuesdays of each.
And that would be May 11th for next month.
Right.
Okay, and the last thing we have to do is review action. The only one I have is that, Bill, you will send an email to the executive director and the HR director with the motion to pass, and also you will do something about somebody's email. I forget who it was, but I wrote it down.
Do
you remember that?
I wrote some notes, too, and I forget what it is right
think,
now. But.
I think Renee and Campbell weren't getting the emails or something at the beginning.
Yeah, Bill,
oh, right.
And yeah. Bill would add on.
Right.
And
I haven't been getting the emails either. Arlene.
Right, Arlene. Yeah.
Okay, so Bill will clean up the email list.
Okay. Our own email list, okay.
Are there any other action items?
Yeah, well,
no.
We all are going to write to Carolyn.
Okay, everyone write to Carolyn their opinions about her document.
By Sunday, April something.
19th?
Preferably
okay,
send it to
Sunday,
the Yahoo group. And
Sunday,
then,
April
8th.
Okay, and that's it. The Yahoo group thing got tabled.
That would be helpful, yeah.
Right, and what I will do for the Yahoo group, I think you have to respond to the invitation to Yahoo. I don't think I can add people directly. So Arlene Campbell and Renee, watch for the invitation. It might be in your spam folder. I'll try to
okay.
do that by tomorrow. And you'll have to respond to it to be added to the list.
Okay.
The easiest thing, if I may, is for them to go to the website and click on Join This Group, because if sometime long ago they set preferences that said don't bother me with invitations, they'll never get
this. Yeah, the best way is definitely to go to Yahoo Groups and then join the group.
Mm-hmm. No,
okay.
Wait for an invitation, which may never come.
Okay, I think we're at nearly 11 o'clock New York time.
Really?
I call to adjourn.
Okay, any objections?
No.
All right, thank you,
thank
all,
you all,
and I appreciate it, and thank
Bye.
You, Otis, for streaming
Thanks.
And recording
Good
us.
Good night, Arlene. Good night.
Bye.
Good
thank
night.
You.
Good night, everybody.
Thank you, Bill.